It's been a year of living through the COVID-19 pandemic in Indiana. When the stay-at-home orders went into effect in 2020, we brought you the story of an essential worker outside of healthcare risking his life to do his job, Dennis Osborne, a janitorial contractor who works at Eli Lilly. We checked back in with him 1 year later.
I mean, who would know that, you know, like a year later, we'd still be fighting this. We've heard of people dying from this, and that's what I'm trying not to do, you know, where I'm trying to protect my dad, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We couldn't be with him because he's a high risk. My wife's high risk. So basically, we don't go nowhere when I come home. Going back to my dad's, he had cancer. And somehow he got the COVID in at Christmas time, and he was in the hospital for a week. But he came out okay, and he got the infusion when he found out he had COVID before he went in. And so he got the antibiotics. I think Lily probably makes that. And that's why I'm proud of being where I'm at, working at Lily. I try to watch what I do at work, and sometimes it's hard. We have guidelines posted where my job is doing gowning. Well, one gowning station has three people. So I have to go out and stop my job and go outside and wait for them to come through there. And it gets kind of frustrating because I'm trying to do my job the best I can. I feel like we're letting up on stuff when we should be still watching what we're doing. You know, outside of Lily, you know, you go to gas stations, people aren't wearing masks. It becomes more personal when it's somebody you know, like my dad, and then he came out okay. We're thankful that he did. But there's a lot of people that we know that died from this, you know. You know, I'm still concerned. I'm more concerned now about my personal safety. I heard that taking vitamin D will help me, so I started taking that. They're pretty good. They're gummy ones, huh? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out when this COVID happened, you know, and people want to take care of themselves. You kind of wonder if it's ever going to go away and what happens if it don't go away. You know, we need some sort of backup system in case, you know, it doesn't go away. There's new strands are coming out. And it's kind of actually kind of scary, too, you know. The union's going for a new contract for SBM to get more money. On my part, you know, I still don't feel like I'm essential. I feel like I'm replaceable, expendable. We need to be respected. We need to get more pay. If we have another lockdown, we need to get the essential pay. You know, going to our contract, we need something in there like healthcare. We want healthcare on the last contract, but I can't afford it. When the vaccinations come out, for me, I'll probably take it as another layer of protection, but we can't rely on the vaccination alone. We still have to use common sense